Come on, somebody. God bless all of you. You know something? That he is an old-time God. I know many of you this morning, you are rocking with us in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Not because, my God, it's your favorite day of the week, Friday, but because, my God, he may not come when you want him, but you best to believe he is right on time. God bless all of you all, my God. We thank God for you all for tuning in to your executive meeting, where we, my God, where we help individuals begin to process things in their life, spiritual terms, so they can manifest into the natural, for you could be the boss that God called you, my God Almighty, to be. I'm pretty sure you're going to take the cost, my God, that take the cost in your life to be that boss. And I want you to begin to understand that at the end of the day, my God Almighty, the decisions that I make today, it will determine mine tomorrow. Come on, somebody. We just thank God and we give him the glory because he is worthy to be praised. Come on, somebody. If somebody, my God, got is up this morning with the spirit of expectation that, you know, at the end of the day, I don't put in the work, I put in the labor, that I have expectation that I don't know what God is up to, but all I know, he's up to something. And long as, my God Almighty, whatever he's doing in this season, the songwriters say, please don't forget about me. Amen. Amen. We thank God for our partners and listeners that is tuned in right now. I thank God for South Africa. God bless you. We thank God for Fiji. God bless you, Fiji. Amen. We thank God for Norway, United Kingdom, and our brothers and sisters. We see you, Canada. We thank God for our brothers and sisters also in Canada. It's a blessing. Amen. What about you, Jamaica? I see you, Jamaica. Amen. Kingston, matter of fact. Kingston, Jamaica. We thank God for you all as well. And we thank God for all our international partners and friends. Asia. Okay, Asia. I didn't forget about you. All right. God bless you, brothers and sisters over there in Asia. Amen. For tuning in, my God, with ADM. I thank God that you chose us to make us your social media church family. Amen. And I thank God that you me to make me your social media pastor. It's a blessing, it's an honor, and that's one job I do not take lightly. Amen. We take it for real, and we just thank God for each and every one of you here in the United States of America. God bless you all, and we just thank God for what he is doing. And I'm telling you, my God Almighty, God is up to something. The question is your name is in what God is up to. Amen. Is your name is before the Lord and what God is up to. Amen. Come on, somebody. Don't get me started. Before we go in, amen, I'm going to go ahead and bring on our very own Minister Shaquita. Go ahead and lead us in prayer. God bless you, Minister Shaquita. I'm sorry, I forgot to buzz you. There you go.
It's okay. Good morning, Apostle, and good morning, everyone. We'd like to thank you again for sitting in with our executive meeting. We'd like to thank you, God, for coming in and joining us once more. And we thank you, Father, for your abundant provisions and gracious hand of blessing, oh God, which you lay upon us each and every day, oh God. Day by day, you lavish us, God, with these things, oh God. You are a good and mighty God, oh God, whose great compassion and tender mercies, oh God, are new every morning, oh God. Great is your faithfulness to us, O God, and to all men, O God. We praise you, O God. We worship you, O God. We glorify you, O God. We give thanks to you, O God. We glorify you, O God. We lift you up, O God, our hands in worship and praise before you, O God. For you alone, O God, are worthy of a reverent fear and humble praise, O God. For Father God, not only that, God, not only do we praise you and thank you for your faithful provider our daily needs, God, but for the amazing gift of salvation which you have given us freely, O God, to all who believe on you, O God, Jesus Christ, by grace and through faith, O God. May we never cease to worship you, never stop to cease worshiping you, God. You in thought and indeed, O God, may our lives never cease to be lived in awe and wonder, God, knowing that your eternal creator, God, that you are the eternal creator and almighty God of the universe. Oh God, that you gave your only begotten son for our sin, God. Oh God, we praise your name, oh God. You are worthy, oh God, for all the praise that we give, oh God. We love you, oh God. Lord, allow me to enter to your sacred fellowship with you, oh God, giving us a glimpse, oh God, for however fleeting it may be, oh God, of your glory. I am willing to never be the same again, oh God. I am willing to be permanent with the sweet fragrance and calm from you, oh God. In your name, oh God, in Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, God. We thank you, oh God, this day. Thank you, Jesus. In your name, oh God, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank Ms. Aquita for that prayer. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, my God, for interceding in prayer. My God, and I declare and decree, amen, that your life is not going to be the same, not because I spoke it, not because I said it, but because at the end of the day, you understand the things that is in your life that is causing some things to be a shortcoming or causing some things in your life to be a fall. Regardless if the changes have to do with the company you keep, regardless if the changes have to do with how you respond to situations, or regardless of the change have to do with you dealing with your inner issues, you dealing with some inner things in your life, regardless of whatever it is, I declare and decree that a change is going to come, and it's not going to come to come to beat you down. It's not going to come to downgrade you, but I declare and decree that it's come to increase you. It's come, my God Almighty, to show you opportunities for you to begin to walk into the vision, walk into the plan that God done set it for your life. I'm telling you, there's greatness inside of you. I declare and decree that you're going to discover the greatness that inside of you. You are not going to wait on somebody, my God, for the affirmation to the discover, my God, something that you should see. I declare and decree that you're going to see the greatness that is lying inside of you. You're going to discover that you are a Jew. You're going to discover that you are valuable, regardless of who don't think so, regardless of who try to mishandle you, regardless what somebody, my God, what somebody or somebody that is not thankful that you are in their life. But one thing that, my God, you're going to know, that you understand that you are valuable, that you are great, that God gave you, God bless you, to be a jewel to somebody in their life. In this season, I declare and decree that you are not going to try to fit in. You're going to try to fit in. You are not going to try to, my God Almighty, buy your way in or try to embrace somebody's happiness. You're going to take a stand for who you are. You're going to take a stand for where you're going. You are not going to get unfocused. You are not going to care who's going to walk out of your life. You're not going to care what kind of allegations they put on you, but you're going to stand focused. You're going to keep moving. Your life is going to be a life filled with production. Your life is going to be a life, my God, that you're going to begin to enjoy the blessings that God done released in your life. You're going to begin to enjoy the fruits of your labor. You're going to begin to see the harvest that is in your life. Well, so that is financially, well, so that is socially, well, so if it's economically. At the end of the day, this is your new beginning. Somebody needs to shout all over the world that I am free. The end is here. It is the end of many things in my life, so I shall get ready to rejoice for my new beginning. If anybody this morning has a new beginning, I declare and decree that your new beginning is going to shut the door on your end. You are not going to begin to look back. If you do look back at your ending, you are not going to see nothing that is desirable. You are not going to see anything that you want to go back to. You're going to be disgusted. You're going to have a feeling that when you look back, why in the world I look back? It's nothing there. It's not attractive to me anymore. You're going to keep your eyes on the prize. You're going to be a God pleaser, not a man pleaser. You're going to be somebody that God says, this is my beloved daughter. This is my beloved son, whom I am well pleased of, regardless of what society, regardless of what the world say, and regardless of what, my God Almighty, the naysayers may say. But you shall be. Somebody need to give God a shout of praise this morning and magnify his holy name, because he is worthy to be praised. I declare and decree that it is so. I declare and decree that your prayer life is not going to be a prayer life of words anymore, just of words. It's not going to be a prayer life that you can begin to put, my God Almighty, the adverbs where they belong, the adjectives where they belong. Begin to call out nouns and begin to receive nouns in your life. But your prayer life, I declare and decree, it's going to be a life for actions. It's going to be a life for manifestation. Not only are you going to speak about it, but you're going to begin to realize that I can live in my prayer life. I can walk in my prayer life. Everything that I don't release unto the heavens, everything that I don't release into the kingdom of God, I can live it. I can walk in it. I can experience it, and ain't nothing nobody can do about it. I declare and decree, not only your prayer life is going to be adjectives and pronouns and nouns, that is, my God, that is activating the kingdom of heaven, but it's going to be deleted. It's going to be without, my God, exposing, without trying to, my God, be double-minded or trying to be, my God Almighty, this big-time warrior. Because Scripture declares, if you resist the enemy, he shall flee. But you're going to learn how to walk in production. You're going to learn, my God Almighty, how to get results in your life. And understand this, that the enemy, my God, tried to attack you by night. If he could have, if he would have, he'll already been successful. But because of today, because of this morning, you are on this line giving God a praise. Guess what? The enemy that tried to kill you, the enemy that tried to destroy you, guess what? You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, it did not work. It won't work, because God has a plan. Hallelujah. He has a plan. Share time out of all Sion day. For who? He has a plan for my life. He has a plan for me. Matter of fact, I got a plan for my life. I got a plan for me. And I chose to be peaceful. I chose to be happy. I chose to walk in joy. It's the end of crying over spilled milk. It's the end of crying over different things. It's the end of me being influenced by people don't have, my God, the capacity, my God, to take me where I need to go. Have the capacity to help me extract different things so I can navigate my way through to see the success, to see the blessings that God has. It's the end of it. I don't mean to be rude. You need to tell somebody, my God, next time you get on that phone conversation, I don't need to be rude. I don't need to be, my God Almighty, impolite, but I got to let you know something, my God Almighty. I tried you, but I realized it's not your fault. You just don't have the capacity like I thought you have to get ready to help me to go to the next level, to help me to go to the next thing in God. And you ain't going to care about the response of the people. All you care about, this is my life. I'm taking it back. This is my life. I'm going to get it back. And if I got to fight the enemy for it, I'm fighting the enemy for it. Somebody need to tell the devil that it's the end. Loose me. Loose my home. Loose my family. Loose my mind. Loose the things that God has for me in the name of Jesus. That I declare. You better declare it. You better decree it. You better speak it. You better, my God, you better announce it in the name of Jesus that it is so. It is so. You better announce it. You better let the enemy know, I don't need to begin to deal with you. You're going to know my name. You're going to know who I am. Amen. You're going to know when I come. You're going to know when I go. You're going to know. Amen. Because why? Paul, I know. My God, Jesus, I know. You ain't going to be the one that's going to tell me who are you. You're going to know who I am. You're going to know what I represent. Because at the end of the day, what God has for me, somebody need to say it this morning, that what God has for me, it is what? It is for me. It ain't no devil in hell. It ain't no naysayer. It ain't no conniving tactics of people. It ain't no word curse that people speak out of their mouth going to be able to stop what God has for who? You better say for you. You better say for you in the name of Jesus. I declare and I decree it in the name of Jesus that you're going to be individuals of production. You ain't going to be sitting at the wayside, don't know which nut or which move to make. which decision that you need to make, which way you need to turn, which way you need to go. And you got to rely on in somebody else's mindset. You got to rely on somebody else's insight. You're going to tap into the, my God, the blueprint of God for your life. You're going to begin to research. You're going to begin to study the blueprint that God has for your life. You're going to already know which way to go. You're going to already know which turn to go. My God, before you get to the place and say, I don't know what to do, you're going to seek God. And you're going to begin to see the blueprint. My God, your footstep is going to be ordered by the Lord. I declare and I decree it in the name of somebody need to help me and say, Jesus, this is my new beginning. This is my new way. Amen. Somebody need to tell themselves, I already seen what I need to see. I already experienced what I need to experience. I know which way I need to go now. I know which way I need to come now because God has greatness for me, and it's not over there like I thought it was. I got to go into places where it's still uncomfortable. I got to experience some things that where it's going to make me feel uneasy. At the end of the day, I know that I'm moving in the Holy Ghost. I'm not comfortable like I used to. I'm moving in the Holy Ghost. It doesn't feel good like it used to. I'm moving in the Holy Ghost, and ain't nobody going to stop me because I refuse. Say you refuse to go back to that place of that you not ended. I refuse to go back to that end place. I refuse to go back to that depression. You refuse to go back to that rejection. You refuse to go back to that place. In the name of Jesus, fill us, Holy Ghost, now. In the name of Jesus, fill us, fill us, fill us, fill us. In the name of Jesus, I declare it in the decree that the Lord is going to fill you and is going to fill your spirit. In the name of Jesus, I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody need to thank him. Somebody need to give him glory. Somebody all over the world, my God, need to say hallelujah. My God Almighty, I see your Fiji. Give God the glory. Go ahead and give God the praise, because at the end of the day, my God Almighty, you need to shout now. Tomorrow ain't promised to us, but at the end of the day, where I'm at right now, long as I got breath in my body right now, I'm going to do what? Give God his praise. I'm going to shout glory right now, even if I got to use my shout to prophesy to my situation, even if I got to use my shout to end some things in my life, because I caught the revelation. I caught what God's saying. I caught what the Holy Ghost is delivering me, and I got to praise him. I give him the glory. I give him a shout of praise in the name of Jesus that it is so. Hallelujah. My God Almighty, I praise him. I'm not saying it because it feels good. I'm not saying it because this man is speaking to me. I'm saying it because I see it. I caught it. I'm having visions right now that my life has changed. I'm having visions right now, seeing different things turn around. I'm having visions right now that I'm seeing my life for the better. I'm seeing where I need to go, and I'm ready to put in the work. I'm ready to accomplish in my God Almighty to succeed in the name of Jesus. Somebody says here, so. Somebody need to say that it is so, it is so, it is so. It is so for your life. It is so for what God has for you. It is so that God is doing exceedingly and above all things. It is so. It is so. It is so. It is so. This season here, now you know moving forward your end. As you move from your end place, this is not a place to go back and revisit. This is not a place, my God Almighty, to you go back and look at. This is not a place for you allow people to bring you back. I remember doing an illustration in church one time, how I was showing the people that I was in these sheets. I was in these sheets, my God. I had a couple of other members, youth, are holding the sheets, and I was protected, covered by God. The sheets represent the covering. The sheep represent the covering and the protection of God. And at the end of the day, the enemy could not come past them sheets. Amen. He had to stay on the outside or the outer skirts, my God Almighty, of the covering. And what the enemy tried to do, he tried to draw you from out of that place. And when he could draw you from out of that place, now the enemy could begin to work his tactics on you. And one of his tactics that he need to do with you, he need to get you disconnected from that place. Because even though he knows he drew you from out of that place, that you still, my God, too close to that place, and it's easy for you to get connected with it. That's why the enemy always break up relationship with division first. He always bring in division my God, to bring a separation. And after the separation, he wanted to begin to devour people. Amen. I declare and decree that you're going to begin to look back on some things, and you're going to realize that at the end of the day, I recognize your tactics. I recognize your scheme, that it's not going to work in this season. It's not going to work for no more. It's not going to work, my God Almighty, in the next season as well. Matter of fact, you need to let the enemy know that I learned these tactics. At the end of the day, it's not going to work no more. You're not going to draw me out of my place of peace. You're not going to draw me out of my place of happiness. You're not going to draw me out of my place of, my God, of freedom. This time, I'm going to stay, my God Almighty, in the shadows of the Most High. Is there anybody this morning, my God, up under the sound of the Holy Ghost voice, that you're going to say, I'm going to stay up under, my God Almighty, the shadows of the Most High? I'm not coming out for nothing. Don't ask me to come out to play. Don't ask me to come out and go somewhere with you. Don't ask me to go and ride with you to go and pick up something. I'm not going to come from under the shadows of the Most High. Somebody say, no, 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 no. If you want to call me stubborn, call me stubborn. I'm going to stay right here. If you want to call me stuck up, call me stuck up. I'm going to stay right here. Matter of fact, use the proper name for it. Call me bougie. But I'm going to stay where? Right here. You need to tell us how. I'm going to stay right here. I'm not going back. I'm not going back to my yesterday. I'm not going back to my God Almighty. I'm not going back to the things that, my God, that has ended in my life. I'm not picking them up no more. Matter of fact, I need to ask the angels of the Lord. I need to ask the Holy Ghost. Matter of fact, where's the nearest garbage can? I need to take this stuff and put it in the waste. I need to take this stuff and dispose of it. Matter of fact, I don't want to put it in the garbage can, because even though I got it in the trash can, my God Almighty, it'll try to find its way back to my house. It'll try to find its way back to me. So therefore, I declare and decree that all this mess, all this junk that is in my life, that was stopping my life, I pray that the Holy Ghost, the same fire that you set us on fire, the same fire that Jeremiah says, like fire set up in my bones, I declare and decree that that same Holy Ghost fire will burn up all that mess, will burn up all that junk, burn up my rejection, burn up, my God, my scheming ways, burn up, my God, my God, low self-esteem, burn up me not being happy, burn up me not being, my God Almighty, not being appreciative of the things that God has for me. Burn up my self-pity. Burn it up, Lord, because at the end of the day, when I say it's the end, it's the end. My God, the enemy say he comes to, the Bible declares that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Well, I got something for him to destroy. Somebody need to say, enemy, you can destroy this realm, my God, rejection. You can have that, destroy that. Matter of fact, you can steal it. You can have it. Because when I say it's the end, it's the end. Hallelujah. It's the end. It's the end. It's the end. I don't even want to put it in the trash can no more. I don't even want the trash get taken out no more. Because at the end of the day, I got a phobia. I got a phobia. I got a phobia because I'm thinking that it's going to, I get a little paranoid because it might try to find its way back to my address. I might got some mail in that trash can that it done came, something done been delivered to my house from, my God, some sources that were jealous and some sources that one didn't mean no good. And it got my address, my God, on that mail. And I don't need that mail to make its way back to my house. So the best thing I could do to take that trash out and make me a fire pit or put it in a pit, my God Almighty, and burn it up. Amen. That's why, my God Almighty, I need to put it in a pit. I declare and decree that many of you, you're going to ask the Holy Ghost to burn it up. You ain't going to have nothing to look back. You ain't going to make sense out of the ashes. You ain't going to make sense out of a burnt pieces. It's going to be burnt up in your life because God got greatness for you. Your head is better than where you're coming from. Where you're going is better than where you're coming from. At the end of the day, every spoken word that's been spoken out of your mouth, my God, that triggered the kingdom of God, I declare and decree that God going to make you a believer. If you're not a believer yet or you're somewhat a believer, I declare and decree. I pray that the Holy Ghost, my God, I pray and walk in my authority, my God, as an apostleship and say, God, can you grant this on my behalf, that every word that's been spoken out somebody that is lines up with the kingdom and your approval, you're going to make them a believer. You're going to make them believe that there is a God been walking with you. You're going to make them a believer that when they walk away from the things, my God Almighty, been holding them down, that you got greatness for them. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus. Somebody need to shout glory, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. It is so. So we got to understand that when we walk away, we don't go back and visit and say, how you doing? We don't go back and give it phone calls and say, I didn't hear from you in a long time. I just want to know how you was doing. When you walk away, you're walking away with a new chapter. You're walking away with a new family. I'm not trying to run into you in no grocery stores. I'm sorry, I don't know who you are. When you walk away, you walk away and say, it is the end. And there's nothing I'm going back to, and there's nothing that I'm going to move my furniture or my stuff into. Because when your life is changed, it is changed not for you to go back and bring in the old pieces. It is changed for you to have a new perspective. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that your perspective not only is going to change, but it's going to change with the process that God has you in. Your perspective is not going to see the same. Not only your life is going to change, but your perspective is going to change about life, about the way you see yourself, about the way you see your life. I declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus that it is so. Somebody just need to give God a praise this morning, need to shout glory, hallelujah, because at the end of the day, only you could dictate your outcome of life. And what God has for you is greater than what you see. I truly believe that you're going to walk in it. I truly believe not only you're going to walk in it, but you're going to love it so much, you ain't going to have no desires to go back to the past. You ain't going to have no desires to go back to that comfortable or that familiar place. You're going to keep moving forward because greatness is on your life. And I pray and declare a decree that that is what you're going to see when you look at yourself in the mirror. You're not going to see a failure. You're not going to see somebody that is not able to do different things. But you're going to see somebody that has greatness in their life. And you're going to introduce yourself to that person and say, hey, my name, who is you? Where you been? I've been looking for you. I've been here waiting on you. I'm glad you're here now. Take control of my life. Greatness, have your way. I declare and decree it in the name of Jesus that it is so. I bless God for each and every one of you, my God. And I bless God for all of you all this morning. Eastern Standard Time is wherever you're at in the world. Some of you is waiting in the afternoon time. Some of you is going in the evening time. But wherever you are, understand it doesn't matter what part of a country you're in, what is your native tongue. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, God got greatness in every one of you. But it's time for you to decide what's inside of you other than somebody else trying to discover it for you. I pray that it is so. And I pray that you move into the greatness in Jesus. God bless you all. Hope you share something with you on this property to help you to keep on going and help you keep walking. And I thank God for each and every one of you. God is good, and his mercy endures forever. I thank God for you. God bless you, and have a blessed weekend. We'll be back here by Monday at 7 a.m. Matter of fact, tune in to this broadcast on Sunday for our Sunday worship. Amen? And you will be blessed. God bless all of you. Thank you all. And we say, salute to each and every one of you from ABM Ministry. God bless you, First Lady. I see you. First Lady love when I give her shout outs, and I got to give my wife a shout out. God bless you, First Lady. I give you a shout out. Amen. Thank God for you all. God bless you all. And you have a blessed day.